snake starting to play a big role in COVID-19 research. Snake venom could be driving COVID death.
That snakes like the Chinese crate and the Chinese cobra may be the source of the deadly coronavirus.
There's going to be a lot of people that are really threatened, really upset that we're here. But
thank you for helping me get the word out.
Have a seat. Man, Watch the Water, a tremendous success. Obviously blasted everywhere by the people that it threatened. You know, I'm still called Venom Boy, you know, on social media everywhere, which I can't understand, because how many hundreds of studies do we need to produce? How many peer-reviewed papers and journals do we need to provide to you? To show you that everything that we, you know, just said, that you just revealed to the world to try to save lives, is actually happening. We are being intentionally poisoned.
Since Watch the Water, I just want to say thank you for helping me get that out to the world, that message. Regardless of how people treated the message we put out and the controlled opposition to try to keep that suppressed, it has reached millions and millions of people around the world. Yeah. And I just want to give a huge shout out to you and the network for being able to, number one, find a way to make this emotional and powerful, because it is a very powerful message that everybody should know, and it should not be suppressed. Since that's been released, every day it is 10, 12 hours of me actually looking into documentation, research studies, finding that this isn't new. They've been working towards creating envenomation worldwide, finding ways to use venoms and propose them to be toxins, and at the same time propose them to be cures in the form of antiviral drugs and antiviral vaccines. From the very beginning, the individuals in Wuhan that got sick in the fall of 2019, when the Chinese doctors took the blood of everybody in the hospital, they ran their antibodies to see what are the antibodies directing themselves to. Is it a virus? Is it a poison? What is it?
We're hearing about this outbreak being linked to snakes. How so?
So yeah, Dave, Chinese scientists have analyzed the genetic sequence of the virus, and it really appears that snakes like the Chinese crate and the Chinese cobra may be the source of the deadly coronavirus. They concluded this after identifying that the 2019 NCOV was a mix or recombination of two coronaviruses. One was known to infect bats, but the other had origin that was unknown. After considering other animal hosts, scientists concluded that it may have come from snakes.
The genetic origin, they said, was of the crate snake's venom. Second most likely origin was the king cobra's venom called cobra toxin. That's what they said. I didn't publish that. That's what they published. And then in April of 2020, French scientists in France, geneticists, actually took the spike protein and ran its gene sequence and then published their findings. It turns out it was the king cobra's venom called a cobra toxin was the actual spike protein. And they ran the sequence again and they found it was identical to the crate snake's venom protein called bungarotoxin. So here's another country 4 months later running the spike protein that you're aware, right? COVID-19's virus isn't the deadly part of COVID, it's the spike protein.
COVID-19 is not a virus, in fact, at all.
Right, it's actually simply venom. The farther you look into this, you know they're actually replicating all the symptoms of COVID, telling the world it's a virus, when in fact every single symptom of COVID can be specifically pinpointed at a specific protein found in a venomous creature's venom.
Losing a battle with COVID-19, it's like having rattlesnake venom running through your body. At least that's what researchers are telling us.
We found evidence that there was an enzyme, a snake-like enzyme, in the blood of people who were dying in extraordinarily high levels.
They actually told you in April of 2020, this is not a respiratory pathogen. These spike proteins of venoms cross the blood-brain barrier and attack the central nervous system, the part of the brainstem that controls breathing, and it will make the individual hypoxic. They will actually start to have a difficulty breathing with cough. They will have fevers, chills, malaise, like you see with COVID. They think that this is a respiratory pathogen.
I gotta ask, If this has been published, peer-reviewed, if from the very beginning they've been saying this is what this is, why do we have quote-unquote trusted experts, the self-proclaimed inventor of mRNA technology, Dr. Robert Malone? Why do we have Dr. Peter McCullough, the chief scientist at the wellness company? Why do we have Dr. Pierre Corey? Why do we have Dr. Paul Merrick? Why do we have all these doctors, trusted experts, saying, protect yourself from a respiratory virus? This is what you need to do. Why do they not subscribe to the Brian Artis truth that this is envenomation? Why?
It's been very odd to me. What is the why? It's interesting because they refuse to talk to me about their why. They won't meet with me, talk with me. They avoid the actual presentations on
stages.
Wait
a minute. The people that I just named specifically avoid you.
Oh, yeah.
But don't you share a stage with them? I mean,
they often will excuse themselves from the events when they find out I'm speaking, since Watch the Water Drop. Pierre Corey, Paul Merrick.
Have you given them the data? Have you shown them the studies?
Yes. I've actually presented it to them, gave it to them. They still refuse to look at it, I guess.
What do you mean, refuse to look at it?
I've given it to them, told them to read it, and get back with me. None of them have ever talked to me. Even the researchers I gave it to, here, look at this, and tell me where I'm wrong and where these people are wrong in their peer-reviewed, published publication.
Isn't a medical doctor's job, by very definition, to research, to read, to review, to study, to diagnose, and to treat?
That's supposedly what they took on.
So these people who are the leaders, a few of which we just mentioned, and I don't care who you name, we want to know, we deserve to know who these people are.
Yeah.
Have said to you, I refuse to listen or review the paperwork. I mean, I just want to be very clear here. They refuse to even look.
Oh, I'll tell you what Pierre Corey said. He said I was a manic chiropractor and that my documentation was a waste of his time. He got into an hour and a half worth of watching my documentations, said it was a waste of his time, and has never looked at it again. Really, the same information I gave all of you with Watch the Water, releasing that to the world, I gave you all the information to actually substantiate all the claims. And it's a waste of your time. Their behaviors show nothing but cowardice. If you are going to profess to be a leader of men and women in this country and try to save their lives, why aren't you looking at the actual weapon? All of you who continue to deny wanting to talk about venoms being COVID, shame on all of you. If you would go back and look at the studies that were published in April of 2020, they tell you you're wrong about the target, that the receptors they're actually targeting with the spike protein, they tell you it's ACE2 receptors is what you guys keep telling everybody. That's not what it is. It isn't ACE2 receptors. And if you think it's ACE2 receptors, why was it published in April of 2020 that ACE2 receptors are absent or devoid in the lungs themselves? If this is a respiratory pathogen, how is it published in April of 2020 that ACE2 receptors aren't even in the lungs? If that's how this virus gets inside of your cells and causes a lung pathology, and you're gonna say the receptors are ACE2 receptors, but they don't exist in the lungs, why do you keep preaching that this is a lung pathology?
Why do they?
Do you know that the antidote that we listed when I said in April of 2020, the French researchers found the genetic sequence of the spike proteins that causes disease to 28 different tissues in the body? Found by the Salk Institute, the spike proteins, not the virus, by themselves cause disease to 28 different tissues in the body. When they realized and published in April of 2020 that the receptor targets on the cells was not ACE2 receptors, it was actually nicotinic acetylcholine receptors,
yep,
all throughout the body. The antidote from the beginning of these researchers in April of 2020 was everyone around the world needs to start doing nicotine substance studies. We don't care if they use patches, we don't care if they use nicotine pouches, nicotine gum, it doesn't matter. A nicotine agent will protect people from COVID. It is the perfect antidote. The targets are nicotine receptors.
Now we are all under more stress, which means people who smoke might be lighting up even more. At first, experts studying COVID-19 thought smoking was a major risk factor, but now they're not so sure. 13 on Your Side, Sarah Makuta talked to local experts about a new study out of France.
When you take information that's published since April of 2020 And our governments, and then our federal health agencies, and then our mainstream media lied to the whole world that smokers are at the highest risk for COVID. Even today, they say.
Data collected by French scientists suggests smokers are less likely to catch the coronavirus. The experts we talked to said this is not the case.
Fake.
That is totally fake. That is not true whatsoever. The actual lowest demographic of people that are getting hospitalized or dying from COVID are smokers. It is less than 2% worldwide. In April of 2020, the researchers in France said, we know there's this respiratory virus going around the world right now. 95% of the people in hospitals should be smokers, but they're not. It's actually less than 5% at that point in April of 2020. And they then said it must be the nicotine that's binding to these receptors that the spike proteins are targeting. Venom peptides target nicotine receptors. That's what they do. And to help people understand this, so this is the two terms. There's a term called antagonist and agonist. So antagonist, obviously, when any substance in it is an antagonist and it actually hits a cell on the outside of it that has a nicotine receptor, it's called nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. When an antagonist hits it, it shuts off the cell's function. So for example, if you have a nerve in your tongue that actually tastes, that's its job as a sensory nerve, it's designed to substantiate and determine taste. When a venom hits it, or an antagonist, it shuts off that nerve's function, which is to taste. And guess what happened with COVID? People lost their taste. If it actually hits, the venom hits, or an antagonist hits the olfactory bulb, which controls smell, it will shut off that nerve's function to smell, and you'll lose your taste and smell. What about hearing? You get venom in your central nervous system and it hits the nerves that control hearing. Guess what people get? You shut that off and you get ringing in your ears, tinnitus and deafness. And then there's an agonist. An agonist is what turns them on. Guess what is the perfect agonist and has been the whole time that they knew was the antidote to COVID?
Nicotine.
Nicotine, the whole time.
Do you remember when Fauci, you probably all remember, Fauci said, now would be a great time to stop smoking. Now would be a great time to give up nicotine. Did he know?
Oh, they knew, for sure.
I mean, all of a sudden, everybody's getting sick. If we were quarantining, if we were separated, if we were wearing masks, if we weren't standing within 6 feet of anybody else, how was it spreading? How were people getting sick?
If you were gonna make a massive amount of people around the entire globe sick, if you were gonna do that, and at the same time, you were gonna lock them down in their homes and in their apartments, where they can't go outside, they're inside. What's the only thing all governments in industrialized nations, what do they have control of going into your home while you're locked down in there?
Water.
Water.
Could they have stepped up the toxicity of the venom in the water? And I know we have a lot to cover, so just very quickly, they could have, but they intentionally left it diluted.
The fact that all industrialized nations around the world were only looking for COVID in wastewater, that bothered me because they were saying wastewater as it leaves your town, and they're sampling it with PCRs to look for COVID.
Right.
They said, as it's leaving your town, we can predict an outbreak in your town 7 to 10 days later after we find you have COVID in your wastewater.
So everybody's complicit. They're all in on it. The people at your water treatment facilities, they know what they're doing. Like, nobody's saying anything. Why are you the only one that's saying that this is happening?
Yeah, everybody. It's come to my attention very recently that there's a company called the Carus Company, C-A-R-U-S. That actually maintains all the proprietary blends for water treatments of the water we drink in our country. And our government actually handles that contract. In their proprietary blends, you can actually see for our water treatment that we drink and we shower in their proprietary blends, they include a protein called Ecarin, E-C-A-R-I-N. That is a snake venom component that elicits blood clotting. It's in their blends that we put in our water. What was a side effect of COVID? Blood clotting. Ecarin initiates rapid blood clotting. It's actually a venom protein from the saw-scaled viper. It's also a part of a funded research project to make a self-assembling hydrogel called SLAC. And they infuse this self-assembling hydrogel using Ecarin from the saw-scaled viper to initiate rapid blood clotting. And then they infused it with a second venom from another snake called the Eastern brown snake. Its Latin name is Pseudonaja, meaning false cobra. The Eastern brown snake's venom protein they add to this hydrogel, they call SLAC, or abbreviate SB50. is infused with E-carin from the salt-scaled viper snake to initiate rapid blood clotting, and then they introduce what's called textilinin. Textilinin is the protein from the eastern brown snake that prevents your body from allowing plasmin, that every medical doctor should know, plasmin breaks down blood clots in the body as it's being formed. God put it inside of you to protect you from blood clotting and stroking out. The actual textilinin protein from the eastern brown snake prevents your body's plasmin from breaking down the blood clots, and it's published by them. We have created a self-assembling nanoparticle hydrogel that causes rapid blood clotting, and it is resistant to plasmin being able to break it down, warfarin from being able to break it down, which is Coumadin, a blood thinner, and it's also heparin resistant. And what did you find in every ICU with COVID-19 patients? They were heparin resistant. Why? They had E-carin in their body and textilinin.
Is that what's causing these white fibrous things that embalmers are finding?
1,000% that's what's causing it.
So finally we know what's causing them. Why will nobody test these things, by the way?
Yeah, very interesting, right? This is why when I do my presentations, I keep telling people, all you have to do is go test for E-carin now and textilinin if you see elevated D-dimers or the absence of it. And I want to explain something to people.
Yeah.
When Watch the Water dropped, a lot of people called me to actually have Zoom calls with me and all the medical experts around the world and scientists around the world. It was like they had to have an intervention with me to wrangle me in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got to get this guy under control.
Yeah, you're nuts.
And it didn't work. Because this is what I would say, go ahead and unleash on me what your concerns are before I lay this out for you. And I would just sit there confidently and do it with everybody you've already named. And they would go like this, number one, even Steve Kirsch, number one, Dr. Artis, you can't swallow snake venom. When it hits your stomach acid, it actually denatures it and it won't make it into your intestines and get into your bloodstream. You can't swallow venom. And I'd go like this, really? Really? And then with all the medical doctors on there, I'd go like this. So we can't swallow snake venom and get it past your stomach acid to get it into your intestines, to get into your bloodstream, to make you sick or change your physiology? Nope, really. How many medical doctors are on this call? Raise your hand. And they'd raise their hands and I'd go, great. How many of you have prescribed a drug called lisinopril for high blood pressure in the last 40 years? Just so you know, there's over 20 million Americans every morning waking up swallowing lisinopril that medical doctors are prescribing them. Do you know that in 1981, Bristol-Myers Squibb patented captopril that's inside lisinopril to lower your blood pressure, and it's made from snake venom from a viper in Brazil, and they are prescribing a dried powdered form tablet of snake venom for you to swallow to actually relax your muscles with a paralytic venom that paralyzes muscles, to relax your muscles of your blood vessels and arteries to lower blood pressure. I said, how many of you knew you're prescribing an ACE inhibitor that's actually made from venom? Snake venom. And every morning, 22 million Americans are putting it in their mouth and swallowing it, and it's going past their stomach into their intestines. They have known how to get, the pharmaceutical industry has known for years, how to get venom past the stomach acid into your body to create changes to your physiology. And what we screamed out in the Watch the Water documentary was, you need to go look for venom. They are poisoning us. You need to look at the water. There is no part of me that even questions whether or not they're poisoning us in water. If you want to make sure your family's going to stay healthy, you got to make sure the air you breathe, the water you drink, and the food you eat is clean. They know water systems. Since 2006, it's been published, our water systems in all industrialized nations are a source of bioterrorism to create global attacks and poisonings. And they published in 2006, biological peptides that can be used as a terrorism weapon in water systems, they disclose all venoms, snail venoms, sponge venoms, conotoxins, snake venoms, botulism. They actually put it in the papers. We know all of these can be utilized around the world to cause massive pandemics as a terrorism weapon in our water systems. Okay, they've known that this whole time. And then everything we show you is published by somebody in multiple countries around the world confirming venom is in the COVID-19 patients, causing all their long hauler COVID symptoms. It wasn't an airborne pathogen. Can they use venom and aerosolize it? Yes. Are they doing it? I don't know, but they already know that they can. The United States Department of Justice published in 2012. Look it up. It says conotoxins, potential weapons of the sea. conotoxins found in COVID-19 patients' blood and feces, 15 different cone snail venoms inside COVID patients' blood and feces confirmed in Italy and by Dr. Chetty, MD, in South Africa. Yes, and it states on the US Department of Justice website right now, it says there's so much conotoxins around the world that could be utilized as an aerosolized terrorism weapon. And when people inhale it, they will develop respiratory failure and die. Oh my God, that sounds like COVID. This is in 2012. 2015, the World Economic Forum actually has on their website how killer snails will improve the state of the world. That's the title of the article. It's all about cone snail venoms, conotoxins. World Economic Forum, how killer snails will improve the state of the world. That was 2015, published on September 11th, by the way. 5 years later, there's a pandemic declared, and the venom found in the COVID-19 patients is conotoxins, killer snails' venoms. This is much bigger than you realize. I do believe most of the symptoms of COVID come from cobra toxin, bungro toxin, and conotoxin snail venom, sea snail venoms. That is confirmed again just last month in South Africa in all long hauler COVID patients. And all venoms, Stu, all of them, are synthetically manufactured around the world into a lyophilized, freeze-dried, powdered form. All venoms are water-soluble, and they publish that. And you and I could go home right now and actually order every single venom protein online that they found in COVID-19 patients' blood and feces. In June of 2020, you can purchase every single one of those proteins by name from that animal source. And you know what they actually offer you? They actually offer you, when you go to buy their products, go to Gentaur.com, G-E-N-T-A-U-R.com. Every single side effect of COVID-19 and the vaccines that were identified to be caused by venoms from venomous creatures, every single one of those venoms can be purchased online.
Myocarditis.
All of them.
Infertility.
All of them.
Sterility. Blood clots.
All of them.
Loss of taste, loss of smell, headaches, lethargic, long hauler.
And as a summary, if you want to fast forward to what is coming, all future of medicine for all of pharmakia, big pharma, the entire goal moving forward is actually getting human cells in our bodies the instructions to make venom-based drugs for them. So they don't have to manufacture it, they don't have to have a factory with employees, they don't need to actually warehouse it, they're gonna be able to inject you with the instructions. That's what the suggestion of mRNA technology is. Getting your body to make the spike proteins. The spike proteins are venoms. ACE inhibitors are venoms. These are blood pressure managing drugs. They, in the future, believe that they can get all of you and your God-created DNA to make something the serpent makes or venomous creatures do that mammals don't do on their own. CRISPR technology that we spend billions of dollars on, the whole premise is delete genes out of the human genome that cause diseases and insert snake venom genes. That's what it is. We are investing billions of dollars into the technology supposedly to delete disease-causing genes out of your genetics and insert snake venom, immortality, rebirth, regeneration genes from the serpent. That's what CRISPR technology is. The word CRISP, C-R-I-S-P, and the word CRISPR is snake venom components. They're called CRISPs. CRISPR technology is nothing more than deleting and inserting venomous genetics. That is the entire pharmaceutical industry is moving that way. This is one of the reasons why they want to do booster shots every 6 months. They want to be able to inject us with the instructions for our bodies to make their drugs for them that are all venom-based. My concerns over why the vaccines have snake venom in it is because the two people credited with creating the COVID-19 mRNA shots, their names are Drew Wiseman and Kathleen Carrico at the University of Pennsylvania. So in every one of their damn studies since 2009, being paid for by Anthony Fauci and the NIH to do mRNA gene therapy, that's the funding declaration on their studies. We are funded by the NIH, the NIAID department, Anthony Fauci's department, to do mRNA gene therapy. Every study since 2009, 2011, redone in 2012, 2015, every single one of their damn studies says that in order to cut RNA or DNA, they use snake venom phosphodiesterase, by words, three words, snake venom, phosphodiesterase to cleave the RNA or DNA to insert the mRNA for our gene therapy. Okay, I don't know how to be more clear. When I say I'm worried there's snake venom in the shots, why don't you go look at the recipes of the researchers who created the shots? Stu, the damn words, snake venom, is in the paper. We use snake venom, phosphodiesterase. Why is it these people won't look at it? Why won't medical doctors look at it? Why do they refuse to look at it? I have no idea. But what did Charles Hoff, MD, out of British Columbia, Canada, say 2 summers ago? He said, I ran the mRNA injected patient's blood and I wanted to see why is there so many complaints in them of fatigue, tachycardia, all kinds of problems. Every mRNA injected patient for COVID, 60% of all of them had elevated D-dimers. And he said, everyone needs to be running this test on your COVID-19 injected patients. This elevated D-dimer test tells you there's clotting going on everywhere in the body. This is where the term the clot shot came from. Was because Charles Hoff said, elevated D-dimers are showing up in 60% of my mRNA injected patients. I was like, elevated D-dimers? I don't even know what that is. I called several cardiologists. They hadn't heard of it either. Hadn't seen that test since board exams in med school. So this isn't a very common test. They had to go look it up. I looked it up. I wanted to know if Charles Hoff, MD, is telling the world to go do elevated D-dimers, what is it medical doctors are trained or lab technicians trained to look for when you see elevated D-dimers on a test? Because I had never seen the test. So I went online and looked it up. How are elevated D-dimers interpreted? Medscape.com in 2019, updated again in 2022, has one article, how to interpret elevated D-dimers. And there's five bullet points. The first four describe different types of blood clots in the body. Blood clot, go look for this blood clot, go look for this blood clot in the brain, lungs, in the legs. That's what they describe. If you see elevated D-dimers, go look for blood clots. Stu, of the five bullet points that they tell all medical doctors to go look for when you see elevated D-dimers, there's only one listed that could cause the elevated D-dimer, blood clotting, to show up. And it says, snake venom poisoning. So when I see that, I'm like, it actually is published that the medical doctors who are refusing to look at this stuff, Stu, it says in their own publications, you, MDs, when you see elevated D-dimers, go look for snake venom poisoning. Why do they refuse to do that? Why do they refuse to acknowledge snake venom could be a part of COVID or the COVID shots? Elevated D-dimers, you're supposed to go look for it. All I did then was go, if snake venom could be causing blood clotting that Charles Hoff is seeing as elevated D-dimers in his mRNA injected patients, I want to know, did the researchers who created the COVID-19 mRNA shots, all I did was find out, who were they? It's Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico at the University of Pennsylvania. Do not be confused by any other person claiming to have created the mRNA shots. It is Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico. Cataline Carrico has been working on this technology since 1978.
Not Dr. Robert Malone.
No, Cataline Carrico since 1978 with Drew Wiseman's help at the University of Pennsylvania. They're the ones who created the shots. They're the ones whose names are on the patent. They're the ones receiving the royalty checks for these COVID-19 shots, saving the world supposedly. Not Robert Malone. But I want the world to recognize there are published concerns that I have that's in your face. Snake venom, you need to go look for poisoning of snake venom with elevated D-dimers. This is what they're reporting. Great, so I go and look, who created the shots? Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico. Any medical doctor at home or layperson can go like this. Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico on any internet search, Drew Wiseman and Cataline Carrico and snake venom. You're gonna see all the studies from 2009, 11, 12, 15, where they were creating the mRNA technology using snake venom. Another part of this disgustingness people need to know, in every one of these research papers, they say they use snake venom phosphodiesterase to cleave or cut your RNA or DNA, but they also use RNAs, and there's multiple forms of RNAs they use. I don't know if y'all know this, but RNAs are venom components from snakes that destroy RNA, and they're using it in gene therapy. There is nothing that was either created by God or evolved in evolution that's more toxic to living cells than the biological weapon of venom in all venomous creatures. They're utilizing this toxin and poison that destroys organisms, living cells. They're using it to damage or cut up your cells, believing they can dissect your genetics your nucleus of your cells, get into your DNA, cut it, and insert mRNA of their choosing. That's why I'm concerned COVID-19 vaccines have snake venom in it, because in their recipe for designing the shots, they use the word snake venom. And then elevated D-dimers. Medical doctors, you're supposed to look for snake venom. Why aren't y'all looking for that? Do you know that I've heard medical doctors reporting all over the world that they're seeing HIV-like markers in the blood of their patients after the COVID-19 shots? Mm-hmm. Not that they have HIV, but all the immune deficiency markers, like low T-cell counts, other problems. They're reporting they're seeing at least 6 to 8 immune deficiency markers in the blood of patients after getting the COVID-19 shots that mimic what you would see with the HIV patients, but they don't have HIV. Do you know that they are proposing antiviral vaccines and have patents for them, all made from venoms? Scorpion venoms, snake venoms. They propose venoms are antiviral, even for HIV. And then this quote every time shows up. Snake venom components are homologous to HIV-1's glycoprotein. Okay, I need to make sure the world hears this, and all medical doctors, all lay people at home. The snake venom components they are patenting right now and already own patents on to make substitutes for antiviral vaccines. The snake venom components they're using to make antiviral vaccines, they publish snake venom components are homologous to HIV-1's glycoprotein, the spike protein on the outside of HIV. Do you know what the word homologous in science and research means? I had to look it up. What does homologous mean? Do you know it means similar in evolutionary origin? Okay, let me read this back to you. Snake venom components are similar in evolutionary origin to HIV-1's glycoprotein. Just switch it around. HIV is similar in evolutionary origin to snake venom components. Are you hearing me? They are finding all around the world immune deficiency markers that look identical to HIV. They know snake venom components are homologous to HIV. If you want to know the truth, I believe the spike protein on HIV is also venom-based and has been introduced into this world through vaccines, a snake venom component. They're calling it a virus. What is the Latin historical definition of the word virus? Everybody in the world, what is the Latin historical definition of virus? And what's the one language and the one industry that still uses Latin as their primary language? The pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry. Why do they continue to use Latin? What is the Latin historical definition of the word virus? Really, so HIV, its glycoprotein, is homologous, similar in evolutionary origin to snake venom components. Do y'all want to know why it is you're seeing immune deficiency markers in all your patients after you get the COVID-19 injections? They're injecting you with snake venom components. It's in their damn studies. The recipes for researchers and scientists that create vaccines and drugs, the recipes are found in their research studies. Why don't y'all go look at their research studies? They're using RNAs and snake venom in their research to do mRNA gene therapy. Why aren't you going to look at the creators' websites, their recipes, their research studies to try to understand why are we seeing all these massive blood clots around the world in people who are dying after getting the COVID shots? Why are we seeing immune deficiency markers identical to HIV? You think any of these medical doctors know that HIV is identical to snake venom components? Do you think they know that?
It doesn't appear that they do, or that they're interested in looking into it.
Most are not, and that's been very, very disgusting because they can't explain the injuries. They're just quoting data that's being reported back to agencies. Wouldn't it be great to actually go look and see what might be causing this stuff? Everyone who has a loved one who has lost a baby during a pregnancy and received a COVID-19 injection, I can tell you what caused it. I can tell you what to go look for. No one else can tell you, but I'll tell you. It is published that there is a component of snake venom called L-amino acid oxidase, L-A-A-O. That is an antiviral component from this snake venom. It also inhibits syncytium formation. That's what they publish in their papers. Do you know what syncytium does? When a woman gets pregnant, a sperm goes into an egg and actually fertilizes the egg. The egg's got to float up to the uterus and implant into the uterine wall to start developing a placenta. They call it implantation. Syncytium on day 4 is what actually starts the implantation of the egg to the uterus wall. Syncytium does this. It's like the Velcro or the glue to the uterus. Syncytium then tells the female's body to start making a cell called syncytiotrophoblast. Syncytiotrophoblasts connect the placenta to the uterus wall and secrete something to maintain the pregnancy called HCG and progesterone hormone. You kill syncytium, you kill the formation of syncytiotrophoblast. The entire pregnancy is dependent on syncytiotrophoblast releasing progesterone and HCG the whole time. The moment you stop making it, progesterone or HCG, syncytium starts pulling apart from the uterus wall, and guess what happens to the blood supply to the baby?
It's cut off.
It's cut off. Guess what happens to the baby?
Dead.
It's dead, and now your body's going to release it as a miscarriage. They know snake venom components they propose to be antiviral inhibits syncytium formation. You destroy syncytium at any point in a pregnancy, first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, you will miscarry. And they know it will do this. They publish that it does this. Everyone at home, if you've lost a baby or you are having the inability to get pregnant and you've gotten the COVID-19 shots, or in my opinion, have gotten during a teenage years, gotten the Gardasil shot or the HPV shot, I would be very concerned if you're having trouble with fertility, and I'm talking all couples around the world. If you were vaccinated at any point before adulthood or during adulthood, and now you can't get pregnant, or you've gotten pregnant and lost your baby after getting the COVID-19 shot, every single one of you, OBGYNs everywhere around the world, please start asking and pulling and writing a prescription for and requesting a test. It's called L-amino acid oxidase assay test. And it can be as simple as a urine test. You can actually just provide urine for the test, or blood, plasma, or serum from your patients to determine, do they have elevated L-amino acid oxidase? If you do, how did it get there? That is a snake venom component that inhibits syncytium formation. I personally believe they've already known that they could create massive amounts of infertility using snake venom components in the vaccine agenda. So please, around the world, if you're struggling to actually maintain pregnancy, if you don't know this, if you go to a fertility clinic because you can't get pregnant, what's the one hormone they keep you on the whole time to maintain your pregnancy synthetically? They give you progesterone because you aren't making it. They've published, they know how to shut off syncytium's production to lead to progesterone being made during your pregnancy. And the moment you lose progesterone, you cannot maintain a pregnancy. You can't even get pregnant. You can't implant the egg into the uterus without it. Syncytium drives that. They know how to cause miscarriages with venom. And they publish these same venoms are antiviral by nature and should be made into antiviral drugs and into antiviral vaccines. That is published. They also know they can cause blood clots with snake venoms that they say are also antiviral by nature.
So recently you were on stage at an event, and I believe you had vials with blood clots, or I guess that's what we're calling them, these white fibrous things that are killing people, causing them to die suddenly.
I took those blood clots with me up on stage, and I just held it up to Clay, held it up to the audiences, and they filmed it, and I said, these are the blood clots Richard Hirschman brought to me. I actually have found out how it is they can create these fibrous clots. I know how they can do it. Because as they describe the fibrous blood clots they can create with these two snake venom infused hydrogels funded by our United States Department of Defense, how to create rapid blood clotting in the human body that is resistant to being broken down by plasmin, warfarin, or heparin. And they publish, we use two snake venoms, Ecarin from the saw-scaled viper snake to initiate the rapid blood clotting, and we use Textilinin to stop the body from being able to break down the blood clot and make it resistant to these two drugs, heparin and warfarin. The reason why the Italy study was so important, that confirmed the presence of all types of venoms found in COVID-19 patients, and every single one of those proteins isolated from the venoms they found, every single one of them describes the symptoms you see published about COVID, including the blood clotting. Now, early on with COVID, they were reporting in May of 2020, the blood clotting is resistant to heparin in COVID patients. The very first found protein identified from the snake of the Malayan crate snake in the Italy study in the blood and feces of every COVID patients was a Kunitz-type serine protease inhibitor. That's what textilinin is. It blocks the body's ability to break down blood clots, and it's resistant to heparin and warfarin. Finally, I could see how they created blood clotting in COVID patients, how they would mimic the exact same action in the human body when you inject patients with snake venom. Now you're seeing it in people who are dying and on embalmers can't get fluid into the bodies and they're pulling out these massive blood clots. If you test the damn blood clots for E-carin and textilinin, you will find it positive. And when you do, you now know how they created this. Mike Adams reviewed that with mass spectrometry and published, we cannot call these blood clots anymore. The components of these fibrous blood clots aren't even human. The metal, mineral load components and percentages don't match human blood. It isn't a natural process. In nature, these two separate snakes' venoms are not together in one. We have to take them, make them, and then inject them into somebody. That's the only way it's going to get there. Unless I physically had you get bit by these two different snakes. It's insane. They are synthetically manufacturing venoms all around the world. Just January 28th of 2023, just a few weeks ago, Dr. Chetty MD out of South Africa is working this entire time. I have been on Zoom calls with this guy for 3 years now as we're learning about COVID, how to treat COVID, the success they're seeing in South Africa. Dr. Chetty is a great, honest, ethical human being. He has done phenomenal work. He stated in an interview on January 28th, 2023, that in long-hauler COVID patients who are coming to his clinic from around the world, they couldn't get them better with traditional therapies they found worked with other COVID patients. So they ran fecal tests on them to find out, is there anything in their body we're unaware of that would keep these people sick with long-hauler COVID symptoms?
It was at that point that we realized we need to look at stool samples. It was found in sewage. And I couldn't understand why a virus found in sewage was not tracked backwards to the gastrointestinal tract where it arose and to figure out what it was doing there. And so we managed to contact Carlo Brogna, who's done some very interesting work on coronavirus. What he basically discovered with looking at stool samples was that the virus was replicating somehow in these stool samples, and the stools had toxins, protein-based toxins in them. He found with incubation of the supernatant of this sample on fresh, uninfected stool that the viral titer rose exponentially, and so the toxins as well. And so he proved bacteriophage activity, that this virus has the ability to infect the bacteria of your gut. And he found toxicities there, toxin-like peptides, which were akin to many different kinds of snake venoms, sea snail poisons, starfish poisons, and it's a wonder how those got there.
They synthetically manufacture venoms in bacteria called E. coli, yeast cells, and in mammal cells all around the world. And I've been screaming to the world, if you want to know how to solve the long hauler COVID patients and the exacerbated, exaggerated, horrific outcomes of the vaccine injured, you need to test them all for bacteria and yeast infections. Because once you introduce venom into an environment where those are, they are designed to replicate and manufacture venom in its presence. It's called genetic engineering. They also call it biological engineering. How to get microorganisms like bacteria and yeast and mammal cells to replicate and manufacture venom they're not designed to manufacture on their own. Human beings weren't designed to manufacture venom. Venom's toxic to us. Why are we injecting people with the instructions to do that? That's all mRNA technology is. To clear this up, mRNA technology is solely how to get cells in the human body to manufacture venom. That's it. Y'all can call it anything else you want. You can call the spike protein spike proteins if you want to. It doesn't change the fact that they are venom proteins.
This is the hardest part of all of this for me to wrap my head around, and I don't think that it can be attributed to laziness.
No.
There's more to it than that. Why won't they look at it?
Ignorance is not always bliss, people. Especially when you're going to claim you are going to claim you are a savior of men and women and a leader of men and women to help save their lives. You're not going to go look at the weapon. You're not going to do that. You're not going to try to understand why it is hundreds of thousands of people around the world have reported to me all of their long hauler COVID symptoms disappeared in 45 minutes to 3 days using nicotine gum. Have you heard Pierre Corey talk about that? Have you heard McCullough talk about nicotine? Have you heard Paul Merrick talk about it? Have you heard Steve Kirsch talk about it? Have you heard Stephanie Siniff talk about it? Have you heard anybody talk about it? Not a damn soul. Really. Why do you refuse to go look at the weapon and its target? Go look at the damn weapon. The weapon is venom. I don't know how to make this more clear to you. They are envenomating us and they are poisoning us with venoms. And they are calling them respiratory side effects or respiratory illnesses. They are not. The venoms mimic respiratory virus symptoms. There's four things they publish that if you put in the human body or in a petri dish with venom, it completely detoxifies the venoms.
And they are?
And they are glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, and EDTA, which is a heavy metal detoxing agent. It completely inhibits venom. In April of 2020, they said these spike proteins are venoms that target alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors, causing all the COVID symptoms. This is a central nervous system disease, not a respiratory illness. This is what they said. They said, you know what's interesting about this alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptor that these venoms target? They said around the world in April of 2020, ivermectin reports are coming in that ivermectin is saving people with COVID around the world. They said what's amazing about ivermectin is it's a positive allosteric modulator of alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. It binds to the same receptors nicotine does. And they said this is how it's working. Y'all need to go do nicotine studies. This is what they said. It's the target is nicotine receptors.
Venoms being used as a treatment or venoms being used as a cure-all are different than venoms being used as a weapon. Which one is it?
It is my belief and my awareness that there is a depopulation agenda in place between now and the year 2050 that has been pushed forward and accelerated with this pandemic to get as many people as possible vaccinated. Not only does the vaccine agenda scream depopulation, but the remdesivir hospital protocols, where Anthony Fauci, the NIH, the FDA all said there's only one drug you can treat COVID-19 patients in hospitals with. And if you prescribe anything else, doctors, we're gonna take away your license and punish you. There's only one drug, remdesivir, that can be used in every hospitalized COVID-19 patient. What screams depopulation more than this? Why would the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services offer every hospital a 20% add-on bonus if they would just use remdesivir on everyone 60 years old and older? Not 20% add-on bonus for remdesivir. Why do they still to this day offer a 20% add-on bonus for the entire hospital stay if you just code you used remdesivir on every patient 60 years old and older? For 26 years, I've heard that the baby boomers, this aging generation, is gonna put a strain on Social Security and Medicare, and they're gonna go bankrupt eventually. Do you know what I see? I see CMS and our government willing to bribe hospitals to take the elderly out. To me, it is a culling of the elderly. Nothing screamed murderous intent more than the hospital protocols and the incentivization by CMS on the elderly in America for a drug we knew, we were lied to, was not safe and effective at all.
In the water, you acknowledged it was diluted, aerosolized, and the things that we consume, drink, eat, it was diluted. What about the injections? They're taking it and putting it directly into you.
All right, so it's diluted in water. If you think it's in the air, it's also diluted in the air. You can't not dilute something in water, so you're gonna get a diluted form of these venoms, obviously. But when you put it into a syringe, and you can put billions of spike proteins in there and inject it inside of you, that is way more than you're gonna get from a glass of water or in your shower. It is injected directly inside of you. Now you have billions of spike proteins, venom peptides now in your body, or you're injected with a billion mRNA, lipid nanoparticle wrapped mRNA instructions for your body to make venom peptides called spike proteins. It is a way more dangerous outcome with the vaccines to introduce spike proteins or venom peptides or the instructions to make it in the form of mRNA, it was always going to be more dangerous injecting it directly inside your body.
People were upset with you. People were upset with me after Watch the Water. Venom boy, they won't talk to you. Semantics, you're not using the right word. They won't look at it because you're the manic retired chiropractor. People are upset with you. They're mad, big mad at us, both of us. Conspiracy theorists, I mean, it's all over the place. Why aren't they looking to the people that created the weapon? Why aren't they looking at the weapon itself? If you want to be angry at something or someone, why is it us? What's the answer to that question with these MDs? These people, you all know who I'm talking about, have huge tours, patting themselves on the back, consuming all types of alcohol, dance parties, giving away awards to each other, recognizing each other, patting each other on the back, but yet refuse to look at the weapon. What victory is it that they're celebrating exactly?
I don't see it. I actually say this all the time. These individuals who are reluctant to look, they must have started speaking out for a different reason than I did.
Why are the masses looking at these people as the trusted group of healthcare providers, the heroes?
I have no idea. I really have no idea. As this year has gone on, I lose more and more faith in the individuals that appeared wanted me to be a part of helping save humanity with them. As more now, it's unfortunate, but the celebrityism or the platforms they've grown or the financial rewards of their businesses, I have no idea. I do not know why on earth a healthcare professional of any kind, I don't care what your licensing is, why it is you refuse to go look at this information.
What motivates me, I think, is probably the same that motivates you. None of this can be built by men. This message can't be delivered by a retired chiropractor and a former bounty hunter and rapper who complains and yells and screams on the internet. This is 100% divine. This is 100% supernatural. It's 100% God. So I don't care what these other people, these doctors, these heroes, I don't care what motivates them. I don't care why they won't look. I just want to thank you for your courage and for your bravery.
I will relentlessly attempt to try to make sense of your symptoms, your illness, your diseases being perpetrated intentionally around the world, and help to disclose to you those things found in nature that God put on this earth to save you, because he knew there would be evil men in this world to try to hurt us and to drive our families apart.
And here they are.
And here they are.